The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Forget and remember. In our spiritual lives, it is okay to forget about some things and other things when it is actually a benefit for us to forget. And there are important things to remember. Let's think about forgetting. It is not safe to drive while you stay focused on things behind you in the rearview mirror, although an occasional quick look is valuable. Be careful as you look back over your life at the sins that they don't drag you down. Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Forget about any penalty for all your sins. Romans 8 reminds us, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 1 John, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. From Psalm 103, He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. And Hebrews 8, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Yes, we will occasionally have thoughts about mistakes, sin we've done in the past, and we can do as the Apostle Paul describes, we cannot change the past, but we can focus on the goal to know Christ. Philippians chapter 3. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death, so that one way or the other, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. And Paul goes on to speak about this concept in his book to the church in Rome, Romans chapter 6. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember, Acts 20, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. 2 Timothy, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Remember to comfort one another. 1 Thessalonians 4, for the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So, encourage one another with these words. Remember, don't forget what the Lord has done, Psalm 78. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting His glorious miracles and obeying His commands. Memorize, remember God's word. Psalm 119, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And finally, from Hebrews 13, and don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.